SBS راديو نوچه مجاري نو و سربهاتي بالكش بالزمانة ده بمرة تيكل دارب sbs.com.au/kurdish.
روزنامه‌وان سربخوا و آنالیست سیاست کردی برز ولادیمیر ون ویلخنبرگ جکوبانی تو بخیر هاتی اس بی اس رادیو بشب زمانی کردی.
گلکس پاس.
Vladimir, you're in Kobani at the moment. Could you tell us the reason for your visit this time, please?
Well, SDF, the Syrian Democratic Forces, they entered the city of Raqqa on 6 June. So one of the main reasons coming here was basically to cover this war to defeat ISIS in one of their last capitals here in Syria.
So how is the situation in Raqqa? You mentioned Raqqa. In regards to IS and its movements?
Well, the SDF forces, they control around 50% of the city now. The battle is going like very slowly. It's urban battle, so it's going block by block. So it's not very easy for the SDF to take Raqqa, but in the end they're going to take the city. But it's also going to come at some cost because it's an urban battle, so it's not very easy to take Raqqa.
From what you can see, you've traveled from Raqqa to Kobani, and on the way or the surrounding villages or small towns, how is it looking to you? How is the situation there?
Well, actually, the areas around Raqqa, the people have already returned to their areas, so it's sort of safe. And then if you go towards Raqqa itself, the battle is there ongoing.
One thing that is interesting, that compared to the operation to take Manbij, that there's much more NGOs working on the ground. So there's much more medical support and IDP camps. They do have food, they do have water. And in 2016, during the Manbij campaign, there was almost no support. And the people were begging for water and bread. But now the IDP camps, they are much more well taken care of, also because of the US government and US State Department. They are doing more to support the IDPs from Raqqa. Also, it's interesting, if you compare Raqqa to Mosul, there's much less civilians inside Mosul, inside Raqqa. For instance, in Raqqa, there's around 25,000 civilians inside Raqqa, while in Mosul, there were over 100,000 to 200,000 civilians when the last part of the battle was going on. So this makes it a little bit more easier to take the city of Raqqa, because there's not that much civilians as in Mosul, but still, 25,000 is not... It's not a small number, so the battle could still take some time. But for instance, there's many neighborhoods in Raqqa which are completely abandoned. There's no one there. There's no civilians. There's only fighters hiding in the buildings. So that's the biggest difference. So the Raqqa battle is going to take much less time than, for instance, Mosul, because there are much more civilians in Mosul, and Mosul is much bigger. But this doesn't mean that the battle is not going to be over soon, because still ISIS is putting a lot of resistance in the last parts of the city.
But the situation in Kobani is also not perfect, because Turkey is cutting water flows to the dam here in Syria, so that's why the electricity is quite bad in Kobani.
You visited Kobani last year. Comparing then and now, how is it looking to you now?
Well, the city has changed a little bit. There seems to be a little bit more reconstruction. But I have been not focusing, it's not my primary focus to focus on the reconstruction of Kobani. But at least there's more NGOs now also, which is good. And there has been some more buildings that have been rebuilt and things restored, and the roads are okay. But I think still Kobani needs a lot of time to completely recover.
Vladimir, what's your next step? Where are you going from Kobani?
Most likely I'll go to Ayn Alissa. It's a small town, a few hours before you go to Raqqa, and probably going to cover the establishment of the Raqqa police, which is now like trained by the Americans and supported by the SDF, basically to hold the city of Raqqa after ISIS is defeated in Raqqa.
Vladimir van Wilhenberg, thank you for your time, and thank you for talking to us on SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Thanks a lot.
دیتنا خواه درباره مجارم بوده گرینگ ده راگین. برای SMS 042-999-6263 یان لایک که لفیسبوکا SBS کردیش خواه و تیبینی خواه بنویسینه.